Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Jack's Journal, an in-depth look at issues that affect you and your community.
Welcome to another episode of Jack's Journal, brought to you by 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk. I'm your host, Shafalika Bhatnagar, and today I'm joined by an attorney here in Northeast Florida who has been doing some very important work over the last few years, Matt Hinson, with the Hinson Law Firm. He is also a probate and estate planning attorney, but his biggest case in recent years has been helping the Tristan Bailey family set up their new foundation after such tragedy hit their family. Welcome to the show, Matt. It's an honor to have you here.
Thanks so much for having me and for chatting about Tristan.
Yeah, well, let's start there. For those of our listeners who may not know, can you just briefly describe the situation there with the Bailey family?
Sure. Back in May of 2021, Tristan Bailey, a 13-year-old student down in St. Johns County, was tragically murdered by her 14-year-old classmate. And it shocked the community. It shocked Jacksonville. It shocked a lot of the world. And since that time, the family's been going through, obviously, the criminal portion of the case, but also trying to make a focus on remembering her life and her legacy so that it's not forgotten.
Absolutely. I think that I know here in Northeast Florida, there was a saying, you know, Tristan Bailey Strong, and there were teal ribbons all over the neighborhoods and plenty of people, schoolmates, classmates, and parents and families across our area really gathered together because it was such a shocking crime that happened. And it was she was such a beautiful human being from all of the stories of family and friends that shared about, you know, who Tristan was. And I know that this is, it was a very long, grueling process to go through the court system and, you know, that sentencing and everything has been handled. And we're not here to discuss that. Today, what we want to focus on, at least what I think is most important, is how is the family moving forward and what can the community do to continue to support and give them the love and outpouring of courage and, you know, whatever that they need to get through this situation.
And that's a great point to mention that I would be remiss if I didn't, is the community support both in St. John's and the Jacksonville area and Duval County in general has been amazing. It's really helped the family as well as the rest of the community cope with this, and not just the family, but the children of the community, because it wasn't just the direct family that was impacted. It was a lot of children, a lot of families in our community that had to have tough conversations. And so the community has been great. And when we talk about what folks can do continuing to support this, is the family has set up a fund as well as working on a foundation that is going to try to promote her life and legacy in a kind of a four-pronged approach.
Oh, really? Okay. What is this approach that they're taking?
Sure. So the foundation is going to use funds to first provide for scholarships for students that are exemplifying the qualities that Tristan showed in life. The second approach is going to be self-defense classes. It's going to be coupled with the St. Johns County Sheriff's Office and Spark Athletics, where they're going to provide some very much needed self-defense classes, both for children as well as adults. The third prong, which is probably something that we all talk about but we never do anything about, is education to parents and children about the dangers of social media. Mm-hmm. Because social media was one of the key components to this case. And it's very important for parents and children to both be educated on the true dangers. We all say it's not going to happen to me, but it can, and it's important to know that. And then the fourth prong, I would say, of the foundation is victim advocacy, to help and assist victims through the criminal process, but also through some legislative action that the foundation has already gotten behind and has already had one law passed, and they'd like to continue that, whether it's in the state of Florida, whether it's federally, or whether it's in other states.
Wow. I think that that's such a well-rounded approach. I mean, you have scholarships and opportunities for other students that embody the same light and beauty that Tristan had. You have self-defense so that children and young adults and parents know how to defend themselves should they ever be put in harm's way. I think that that's a really brilliant thing. I remember taking self-defense as a child as well and as a teenager simply because my dad wanted me to know how to defend myself as a woman.
Right.
And that those lessons have saved me on a number of occasions in my life. Then you have the, you know, victim advocacy that gives empowerment to people that have gone through these traumas as well and survived. And then the final component of educating parents and children about the extent to which social media can harm them and can suck them into a dark world. I actually, as an adult, even I take it for granted when I'm on my phone and when I'm texting people or meeting new people online, you know, that what are the dangers out there? And the truth is, you just don't know what kind of person you're talking to. And it's very easy to get fooled through a text conversation or through, you know, FaceTime or phone calls to get lured out. And unfortunately, that this situation, you know, this is education the community could really use.
It is. It is. And I would say that one of the, we see it in the news all the time. We see in the news all the time these stories of people being fooled on social media. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's to the community's entertainment because it just happens to be funny, the end result. But sometimes that end result's not funny. And it's very important for our children and for our adults and our parents to understand it's not always funny.
Right. It's not always a fun and games. It's not always a prank. And, you know, there are just, social media can be used as a tool by people who want to harm others to manipulate. Mm-hmm. And it's a tool that can be used to deceive, catfish. You know, there's a whole bunch of crumbs, like breadcrumbing or whatever people want to call it. There's a whole bunch of terms now in our zeitgeist that discuss the impacts of social media. And for young people, you know, they've grown up with this technology. It's a part of their life. It's a part of how they socialize. And there are ways we can be safe, especially for parents who may not have grown up with the same technology. Maybe remember playing out in the yard with sticks and dirts and rocks and stuff, like, you know what I mean? Like, but the world is different now. And to protect other children, I think that it's a brilliant idea. And those four pillars, the scholarships, the, you know, social media education, self-defense, and victim advocacy, those are all really powerful things. The Tristan Bailey Foundation seems to be a beautiful way to carry forward her legacy, not just for the family and the St. John's County community, but for young boys and girls across the entire country. Mm-hmm. You know, this is something that is relevant in every city across America and in the world, with how interconnected we are now with the digital age. So tell us a little bit about what's coming up with the Tristan Bailey Foundation and maybe even how people can reach out and connect.
Sure. And that's a great point because I can tell you that the foundation and the Bailey family, they're ready to stand side by side with our community, but they're also willing to assist victims through legislative action across this country. They're not going to be a passive foundation and a passive family. They want to take this horrible tragedy and turn it into something positive. And so that's a great point that you bring up about what the foundation is doing and what the family intends to do. Now, we do have a big event coming up.
Oh, yeah?
You want ready to talk about that now?
I would love to.
All right. So in November 5th and 6th, it's a two-day event. It started out as a one-day event, then it kind of snowballed and it's 2 days. But we have a golf tournament that's coming up. It's going to be at the St. John's Golf and Country Club in St. John's, Florida. It's going to be on November 6th. That's the morning of the tournament. And that's how it started. It's just going to be a small little tournament. Mm-hmm. And then it got bigger and bigger. And now we have a two-day event where on the 5th, we're going to have a gala event, a little bit more formal, live auction, silent auction, nice meal. That will be emceed by Dan Hicken, a local sports radio broadcaster.
Oh, he's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. And he's also on TV.
Yeah, he is.
And And then we'll have the tournament that next morning on the 6th. Now, for those who want to sign up, I am sorry to say the tournament is currently full. We're on a wait list. But we do have lots of opportunities for sponsors for the tournament that morning, as well as some other things we're doing that day. And I have to thank the current sponsors that have already stepped up. Sterling Roofing is our title sponsor. They came up big. And it's going to be the Sterling Roofing Tristan Bailey Memorial Golf Tournament.
Wow.
And then Metro Diner, which is a local restaurant company.
I love them.
Yeah, they've stepped up. And Davoli House of Cards, as well as Monarch Settlements. And even what I think is one of the coolest things that's happened. The World Golf Hall of Fame contacted us and said, hey, we're downsizing. We're moving, as we all know, here locally.
Right.
And they have donated a custom motorcycle that's been on display at the Hall of Fame and just given it to the foundation and said, raffle it, sell it, use this money towards the cause. And it's got a great story behind the motorcycle.
What? Wow.
But it was owned by the commissioner that actually was kind of the starting founder of the Players' Championship.
No way.
Yes, it's a very, very
cool
story.
That's a piece of history.
Big piece of history. And so that was really cool. So World Golf Hall of Fame and the PGA stepped up to help us out as well.
Wow.
But if you want to sponsor, if you want to get involved, there's still plenty of opportunities to do that. You can contact us directly through tbstrong.org. That's tbstrong.org. Just reach out to us, and we'll be glad to give you the information about available sponsorships. Because of the gala, we're going to need a gala sponsor. And
well, that's true.
Yeah. And then after the tournament, I mentioned it kind of snowballed. The afternoon is going to be a family fun day at the golf course. St. John's Golf and Country Club said, you know what? Why don't you guys just take the golf course in the afternoon? They're going to turn the entire course into a par three.
Okay.
So they're going to change every hole into a par three to have a little bit more family fun event. That's what Trista would want.
Right.
Memories with families. We're going to have pole vaulting.
What?
Which I know, like I said, it's a circus.
So you're the ringleader.
Yes, we've got four of the top 10 decathletes in the United States are going to be there.
What?
Including recent Olympian Garrett Scantling and three others. And they're just going to do some exhibition pole vaulting so folks can see what pole vaulting is at a high level. But we just thought, let's introduce something fun that kids are going to enjoy.
Yeah.
Something that's different. We're going to have a cornhole tournament. There'll probably be some bounce houses, some face painting, maybe some exotic animals. We've been chatting with the Jags cheerleaders and hopefully Jackson DeVille. Hopefully they'll be able to make it out.
I think that's great because Tristan was a cheerleader too.
Right, right.
That's amazing.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
It's just going to be a big family fun day.
Yeah.
Instead of just a golf tournament in the morning, we want the whole community to be involved. If you can't play golf, that's okay. Just come out and enjoy it. Have some fun. Have some fun and support the family and support this awesome foundation as it's getting kickstarted.
Yeah. So there's still time for people. People can still attend. It's just that sign up for the actual golfing part of the tournament is full.
Correct.
But vendors are open. Sponsors are open for signing up.
Right.
And you can just get your tickets and show up. How is that going to work?
Well, right now we haven't opened up the registration for the par three contest or the gala.
Okay.
So the gala will be open tickets once we put that up. It'll probably be sometime in August that we'll start registration for those two events. And then in the afternoon, we're working with the golf course about various vendors and food and things like that. So if you do want to show up, you might not necessarily have to have a ticket. You can just show up, and if you want to buy something where the proceeds are going to go to the foundation, cool. If you just want to show up and let your kids just be a part of the event and smile and just show your physical support,
yeah,
that's awesome too.
Make some beautiful memories together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that sounds
absolutely
beautiful.
It's what Tristan would want. Absolutely. For families to be together and spend time together, because we never know how much time we have, and time is what we have.
Yeah, I think that's well said. You know, I know that you've worked very closely with the family through one of the hardest times in their life. Tell us a little bit more just about Tristan from what you've learned, and, you know, what kind of person was she for those of us who may never have had the pleasure of meeting her?
She was amazing. She was spunky, sassy, always smiling. Even when she was sassy, she'd be smiling. I've heard numerous stories from both the family as well as other classmates. She was one that was known to befriend other kids that weren't necessarily popular or maybe didn't even have friends. There's a few stories that I've heard of children that felt like loners, and because of her, they kind of got out of a little funk they were in, and They were doing better. And so I think that Tristan's story is one of not just being a popular kid in school. It's one of responsibility of what it's like to be a popular kid in school. And that it's not just about being popular. It's also about doing the right thing for your classmates and doing the right thing for those who aren't necessarily popular.
Yeah.
Being there for everybody.
Right. Leaving no one behind.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I think that it takes a very special kind of person to see those of us who are pushed to the outsides. And as we grow, you know, I know high school can be tough or middle school can be tough, but as we become adults, there are plenty of opportunities for us to either A, be in the spotlight, or B, be pushed to the sidelines. And it's a unique kind of person that has the character to see those that are outside and bring them in directly. I think that that's really beautiful.
And it talks a lot about her integrity, because her family didn't know a lot about these stories. These
really?
Are things that she just did on her own, and they found out after the fact.
Wow.
And so integrity, I would say, is a big part of who Tristan was. She did the right thing even though no one was looking and didn't ask for anything in response.
Wow. I think that that's really something to sit and think about. How can we be more like that, whether we're young or adults?
Or old.
Or
exactly.
Old, yeah, because...
Maybe more importantly, when we're older.
Especially, yeah. I think the world could use a lot more of that these days.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing a little bit about her. I know that there's so many people, having been a journalist and having covered some of the issues of the day when it came to the court cases and whatnot, I could see the strength in the family, especially the parents, when they would have to speak to the public. And I also saw the amount of respect that the community gave them, from the sheriff's office to the DA to the volunteers, you know, to just the St. John's County community. Mm-hmm. And even here in Jacksonville, her story and her beautiful reputation really spread. And I think that this is a great way to bring the community together. This is something that will be the first, hopefully, annual tournament coming up. You mentioned you had a wait list, and you probably have enough to bring it back again next year. But
Easily. This year it's two days. Who knows? Next year it may end up being 3 days. Who knows?
Yeah, let's make it a week.
There we go.
I think that this is a great way for the community to show love and support. And so if they want to find out more about the tournament or just find out more about Tristan and the family, what they can do to help, you can go to tbstrong.org. And that, of course, stands for Tristan Bailey. Tristan Bailey Strong, that was a huge hashtag on social media for a while there with her.
Mm-hmm. We'll take any help we can, because this is all about keeping her bright light shining and making this a fun event for the entire community.
I see. Get outside and support this family. This is an incredible foundation. Where does the family want to take this Tristan Bailey legacy forward?
They want to continue to take the, as you explained, the four pillars of the foundation, and continue to promote those over time.
Right.
I believe they want to make sure they're here for victims. They want to be here for students and through scholarships. But it's not just a temporary goal. I believe that this foundation is going to be very active, both in Florida and other states. We had another case that was over in Colorado, which we didn't get a chance to talk about the law that the foundation has passed yet. But there was a case over in Colorado that involved some photos of a 11-year-old that had been murdered. And his photos had been released on social media.
My goodness.
Someone had actually was charging to show his autopsy photos on social media. And that gained some national attention. And when it did, a lot of people pointed to this law that the Tristan Bailey Foundation got behind. And we were able to work swiftly and quickly, and with the help of Senator Hudson, who's here locally, to get an amendment to a bill added on and passed to protect that, so it wouldn't be released. Her photos would not be released.
Oh, my goodness.
That was a major concern. But because of that, other states have, in situations like what happened in Colorado, they immediately picked up on what we did here, and they're asking questions. And so immediately the Bailey family said, we're here for everybody. Yeah. We're not just going to focus on our small community in our state. If there's a crime victim out there, we're going to use this foundation to stand by their sides. And, wow. And anything that the foundation can do to assist, that's what they're going to do.
I just got chills. My goodness. I think that the Tristan Bailey family is, they're full of fighters.
Mm-hmm.
They're strong.
Very.
And they are going to move headfirst into this new reality.
Mm-hmm.
And carry Tristan's memory forward. Yes, you have incredibly fun events like this tournament coming up, but you also have real work
mm-hmm.
to do, real laws to get on the books. And it's remarkable, actually, that this family is so proactive with something like legislation and even a law that protects their own child. I think I'm really grateful that they were able to do that.
Yeah, it's a lot of folks helped. This family is so strong. I don't know that I've ever met a family as strong as them for what they've been through and what they're planning to do. It also took a lot of community help.
Yeah.
It's surprising how hard it is to get a law passed, much less, even if it's common sense. It's very hard and required a lot of people being involved to help.
Mm-hmm.
It really did. And so that was appreciated. Same thing with just the daily support that they get. I think that's what helps prop them up is the daily support of folks. One, respecting their privacy, which was huge during this
right.
process. And the local news media was amazing in doing that. And most of the
I'm
local
happy to hear you say that.
Yeah, the local news media truly was. They were amazing. We communicated well, and they gave them their space. And that helped them a lot. It's the one thing that I think we as a culture don't understand is that when you're a victim of a crime, especially when you're the victim of or the relative of someone who was murdered, you have a deep grief. And while we have curiosity to find out what happened as a society, that curiosity often causes more harm to the victims.
Right.
And in this case, it wasn't just the family. It was every child of that middle school
right.
that was grieving and had to deal with this. And the more that it was on the media, the worse it got for them in some situations. And so the respect that the local media gave in both how they reported it as well as the space they gave to the family was important for them being able to continue to be strong. It was.
Well, I think that's something that makes me very proud and humbled as a journalist to hear you say that. That's something that as hopefully a new guiding light in our field. I'm glad that the family feels that way. I think that the Bailey Foundation has many strong years ahead of it
mm-hmm.
as well.
Absolutely. So, And I would say one of the important conversations like you're talking about the dangers of social media, it's not just, we all would like to think as parents that when we approach our conversation with our children about this, that we're talking to them about protecting themselves as being a victim. It's equally important to talk to your kids about not being the aggressor or the bully, because children don't necessarily understand that they are being an aggressor or bully because it's online. They're behind a keyboard. They're not looking someone face-to-face, eye-to-eye. They may not realize what they're doing to the person on the other side of that computer. And so those conversations are equally as important to talk not just what it's about to be a victim and to protect yourself, but also to think about what is on the other side of your computer and how the message that you're giving is affecting someone else. Those are equally important conversations to be had right now than just protect yourself.
I think that is absolutely true. What a brilliant way to shed some light on something that actually we aren't looking at. We always look to the victims or survivors, but or the family. But, you know, you may not realize the impact you're having on another person's life or their well-being
mm-hmm.
with your behavior and your actions. Nobody wants to believe that they're the bad guy, but sometimes if you're young and irresponsible with your words and actions, you can actually do some long-term damage.
Mm-hmm. You can. And what you may think is a joke to you is not to someone else.
Right.
And as adults, we kind of get that, kind of, I think, sometimes.
I do. But I'm sensitive to things like that, yeah.
Right. As children don't. I
yeah.
firmly believe that. I think those conversations are equally important.
That's brilliant.
Monitoring our kids online is not just about making sure they're not becoming a victim. It's to make sure they're not victimizing someone else.
Yeah. And in a way to help help them learn what Tristan, I think, instinctually knew, how to treat well, how to treat others well when nobody's even looking.
Yeah.
You know, I think that that's a beautiful note to end this episode of Jack's Journal on. I just want to say thank you so much, Matt Henson, for showing up and bringing the conversation to the forefront for this Bailey Foundation tournament, and also just for, you know, touching base on how the family's doing and what's next for them to carry her legacy forward.
And thank you so much for having us. It genuinely has been a privilege, and it's so appreciated that you're continuing to help her bright light continue to shine as well.
Well, that means a lot to me. I would just like to say thank you all to the listeners out there in Northeast Florida. This episode of Jack's Journal is a very special one, and it's something that I know will resonate with a lot of us. Thank you all for listening to Jack's Journal, brought to you by 104.5 WOKV Jacksonville's News and Talk. I'm your host today, Shefalika Bhatnagar, and I'm very honored to have Matt Henson with Henson Law Firm live in studio. Thank you all so much for listening. We'll be back again soon.
You've been listening to Jack's Journal, a production of News 104.5 WOKV.
If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.